Tuesday. It's August 8th. It's the Rundown. It's brought to you by Movement Watches, MVMT.com/rundown. Snap. 15% off, free shipping and returns. Movement watches start $95. Department stores, you're paying easy $400, $500. Movement now also has sunglasses. We gotta get our sunglasses.
Oh, I have a pair.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
good?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
All right, we gotta get those. I gotta get those then, I should say. They start at $70.
I got Pick up your beach frames.
Mm-hmm. Beach shades. They call them beach shades.
Beach shades.
Pick up your beach shades. Or a watch at MVMT.com/rundown. Do you want to like pre-post rundown because we're still
Let's go
talking.
The Glennie Ball.
Were we taping when we were talking about that?
Just I don't know. The Glennie Ball has become the world. It's like a game of Clue. We're just like the butler in the pantry. Like we don't know. They're just names being thrown out.
I have never seen more people be thrown under the bus.
It was like one after another after another. Everyone walked in and they're like, they have a name that they're going to throw out there.
The craziest part about it is I was actually done with it. It was canceled. It's like, all right, we move on. I wasn't even thinking about it. And Gaz texted me out of the blue. And he's like, they did use the main Instagram. He sent me another list of names. And he said there's probably 20,000 people have been invited to this thing. He sent me
That's
names.
That's like a kind of realistic number.
It was like Adam Sandler, Seth Rogen, Nick Jonas. It was like everybody. So I came out here and flew off the handle because I was specifically told we didn't use that account. And I was like, who did it? Who? I was screaming.
Wait, yeah, so Gaz told on himself.
Yes.
Gaz.
This is so beautiful because he's been stirring the pot for so long, and he thought, I'm going to text Dave and get, like, Brett or Lewis in trouble, and it turned out that he was the one who fucking okayed.
So he came in early. He's like, I would never do that. You know how serious I take giving out that account information? I'd never do it.
Which he does.
So I'm screaming
at him. He keeps that shit under lock and key. Yeah.
And then we have people, like, incredibly stupid over there who are like
the fact that he's involved now.
Yeah, I'm like, who,
like the best
so,
part.
Yeah, he sent the invites. I'm like, who told you to do that? He's like, I can't remember. I don't know if he thought he was protecting somebody or not. But it turned out
you might have to mooch this place and just kill everyone.
So
fire everyone. Just clean house.
We go on the radio and Rhea comes in later because she kinda got thrown under the bus that Rhea told Tom to do it. And then Rhea has an email from Paul being like, here's the password and everything. So Paul stirred the pot and it all went back to Paul.
He was stuck in the pot. He was like, he was like, I guess it was me.
But he does end it. Paul knows how to end it, in which he just will give you like, yeah, I screwed up.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Everybody else here fights and squirms. The OG people are just like, well, okay.
This is
Dave's not going to fire me because he's incapable of that, so I'm just going to own up to it.
It's been amazing watching. I mean, Kevin, you're in the same seat as me because I couldn't even tell you the first thing about Glennie. Like,
right.
I knew it existed like 10 months ago, but I don't remember hearing anything since.
When you know,
so it's amazing.
There's no way you can possibly
get in trouble
for anything.
Yeah, like there's no way my name's in this at all. It's amazing.
And then you can really stir the pot.
Right? I was always equating it to Hankapalooza, but that was a very concise ad deal we did with the company.
Right.
We're like,
there was a
we
table
were getting
at a club.
Paid.
It, yeah, like
they gave us that, but
that.
Then there was like an ad deal. It was like we were advertising something. It was part of it. I understood it from the jump.
This was just a party to throw.
This was just a party. When I found out, like, all right, who's the advertiser? There was just no answers. There continues to be no answers.
And
the
Lou was doing it, you know, out of the goodness of his heart.
Lou was just trying to be a good guy.
Yeah.
I do think that Lou was just doing it for a good time. I don't think he cares about Glennie, but I do think he was just doing it to have like a raging party.
Yeah.
I don't think he's making money off of it.
No, I don't either.
I think he just wants to like get fucked up in a mansion.
But Rhea just was hinting at something that this guy, first of all, the house is unbelievable. I guess people have been there. It's unbelievable.
Did we rent it?
He just gave it to us.
No, he's going to give it. Yeah.
We should just take it for ourselves. Like the three of
us. I think it's still on the table.
I don't know because now we're now like, he's getting dragged into it. But I don't know why anyone. I don't like when I have like more than three people at my apartment because like I'm going to have to clean up after this shit.
Yeah. Right.
Why you would want us to come invade this beautiful.
You're not getting money.
Move on.
So something's adding up. Rhea hinted to it.
Oh, that was funny too, by the way. We're running through the list of names. Like, well, who invited this? Was it you? And then Zac Efron comes up and Glennie grabs the mic and he was like, Zac Efron was probably me. I mean, the list that Glennie's
this
come
is,
up with.
This is... How much... Now, this is...
Glenn.
I don't want to point fingers here, but Dave, do you take any blame for letting the roosters kind of run around the...
Yeah, no, I do. That was my problem actually with Paul. Like, he's employee number one. At some point when they're like, hey, can we have that main Instagram? His answer is always, well, Brett told me to do it. It's like, Brett orders you around now?
This is the ultimate throwing people under the bus. It's like everyone...
The buck doesn't stop anywhere.
Yeah.
Just the buck keeps going.
It keeps going.
So... That.
So no one is even, and the best part is, no, it's canceled, but no one really has taken any brunt of it. We were actually laughing in the radio room watching a little bit of it, because Hank, I was like, you know, like, Glennie's getting yelled at, Brett's getting yelled at. I was like, this wouldn't even crack top 10 of Hank's worst days at Barstool, because he's had it way worse. No one, you get, like, no one gets it anymore. It just gets passed around,
He was the last one.
Yeah, right. Everyone
the
just
buck always
it.
Just smacks.
We said it today on the radio. I actually fired Hank because I was yelling at him too much. I had to take him out of the equation.
For your own good.
I was like screaming at him, and I'm like, what am I doing? I gotta get rid of you. Nope. That was, Paul was giving it. I would be like, Paul, do this. And he'd be like, I'll just give it to Hank to do. And then Hank would fuck it up. And I'd scream at Hank and be like, I didn't even tell you to do this, Hank. You're fired, so I can't yell at you anymore.
And that was what it used to be. Now it's just the buck keeps getting passed and everyone plays hot potato and no one...
The never-ending buck.
It's just like...
Brett gets it.
Yeah, I know. Brett gets a little unfairly, I would say. Disproportionate.
Brett just hasn't figured out... There doesn't seem to be... any level of, like, if you tell somebody to do something, or I do, or like Rhea does,
we're all on the same level.
It's like, okay, Rhea said to do it.
There's no hierarchy.
Right, there's nobody like, wait, who is?
Right.
Because nobody.
Some people can be like, hey, go buy this.
Right.
But he's also doing like seven different jobs.
It's still that excuse of like.
He should be doing this shit.
Brett doesn't have to get up, just be like, hey, can we do this? To me, in my office, I'd be like, no, yes. He just doesn't like involving me in decisions. That has not worked in his favor.
No, but I also feel like you just want shit done. You're not very easy to like get in contact with or communicate
I'm
with.
I'm pretty fucking easy.
No, you are not.
No, I'm easy. If it's like some shit, it's like if
well, it's clear that this was
just
also
won't ever
a little bit of
to a text message. There wasn't. You won't ever respond to emails. You don't pick up the phone.
Yeah, I do.
You're impossible to communicate with.
That's not true.
There is a little bit of that. I'll back up Kevin on that. But this was also probably a slight boondoggle that wanted to keep Daddy's eyes away from it.
But I mean, I was invited to it.
At what point?
I mean, I was aware of it, but for the last 2 weeks, I thought I was going.
Yeah.
Where it started, again, where it started going off the tracks is when I started seeing replies
of who
was going, and when it was like, we're not making any money off this.
That's when Dave's ears perked up.
Boondoggle City. Everyone's got a scheme.
We still actually haven't gotten to the bottom of this, and I don't think I ever will because Caleb never tells me. Caleb always knows more than what he tells. Caleb knows more people. I don't know how, but I don't know how he's involved in this racket, but he sort of...
He knows like club people too, which are like the people that you...
He said absolutely nothing on the radio today about any of it until the end when he was like, the owner of the house called me.
I was like, what? You're like, what?
Okay.
Into the subjects, Boog Powell, not the Orioles superstar, but the fat kid in Little League, went viral yesterday. 5'2", what was he, 220?
220.
Just an absolute monster Little Leaguer. Went viral everywhere, and we were saying, Kevin and I don't know if you got any, Dan, but I got mothers being like, he's off limits, you can't talk about him.
Yeah, even though it was like... They were saying I was fat shaming him, I love him. We think he's like the coolest fucking guy on the internet.
Because this happened in real time. Like, I was watching that game. He came out of the dugout and he was a load, moving slow and a load. I took a video and was about to tweet it out and I was like, you know what? Like, there's nothing else besides this kid being really fat that makes him funny. Then the second his nickname was Boog, I was like,
there you go.
There's our fucking hook.
Yeah.
We can say it now, because that is funny. His nickname
Boog.
Boog, and he's that fat. Before that, it was just making fun of a fat kid for being fat.
Now you're talking about the Boog.
It's Boog the Legend.
And I don't know if it's fair, but I just think, like, I think Sandlot. Like, the fat kid always knows he's fat, and that's like, he likes being fat.
He makes Ham Porter look like thin and trim, though.
Let's be clear here, too. These kids are 12 years old. That fat kid is the fucking funniest kid in the locker room.
Yeah.
Until guys start like hooking up with chicks, the fat kid's
fat
king.
Fat plays. Mm-hmm.
He's the kid.
Fat always plays.
Because everyone's like, that's why he's doing cannonballs. He's doing belly flops. He's eating the most candy and puking. Like, That kid is doing well.
Boog Powell's going home to his first hand job. He's on television. He's in the World Series.
Well, no, that's the thing. Once girls start paying attention, then Boog suddenly goes
to... I think he's riding high right now, man.
What did Boog do at the plate?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody
You know
knows.
What the other thing...
Ignorance is bliss.
The other element is...
How does nobody know
what Well, here's the other element.
Still shot.
I've been through these, you know, obviously Little League, like, as a blogger for so many years now. I can't let myself get attached to these early teams because they
they'll get bounced.
It. Right.
Yeah.
So like I can't fall in love with Boog.
There should be a rule that like whoever advances gets take Boog with
yeah.
him. Yeah. He just keeps going.
Yeah.
It may not be fair either, but like if ESPN is gonna put it on TV,
yeah.
then what am I gonna do?
Yeah.
Pretend it's not on TV.
Listen, we're covering sports, and you can't put 5'2", 220 and the nickname of Boog and not expect it to be talked
right.
about.
5'2", 220
It's like dangling it's red meat in front of a blogger.
It's like if someone sat on me and I just squished a foot smaller.
And
Jesus.
Nobody said anything bad.
The you craziest one, Coley's like, I'm 20 pounds heavier than this dude.
he's a foot and a half taller.
Boog Powell.
He grounded out to first.
He grounded. Oh, so he ran.
Oh, can we see him run? Let me see him run.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
a little Ichiro out of the box.
Imagine if he ever connected.
And number 66.
He actually was more athletic looking there than I thought.
It's like Glennie running the 40.
ESPN Ocho, that's today, all these weird events. They got everything. They got cornhole championships. They got something called the Moxie Games on later, which I think I'd be very good at if it's just like who has the most moxie.
Dave's
like
convinced it's a moxie competition.
Just look at each other and like who has more moxie.
Isn't that a soda? It's like orange.
It
soda.
Was, yeah.
Yeah
it
so
was.
It's probably sponsored.
Chug game.
Yeah. The Moxie no, game. It's probably just sponsored by him.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
The way
Can
these.
You Google that. What are the Moxie games?
Like the name of the. It's the name of the event or sport for all of them. And then we got
Moxie games.
A combination of dodgeball, juggling, martial arts.
He would not be good, Dave.
Yeah. Look at his leg.
Can we read that description?
Those
of what
are all the
Moxie
crazy games.
This is the most wild description of anything ever.
It's described as a combination of dodgeball, juggling, martial arts and volleyball, table tennis and soccer.
I gotta watch this.
Some nerd was just like, I'm gonna take all the games that aren't real sports.
How the hell do you play that? Like, they're doing that all at once?
The Ocho,
How
by the way,
dodgeball
should stay.
And table tennis
yeah, totally.
This was just today. I would watch this at least make it like a Saturday, Sunday morning hungover.
This kabaddi thing. Game, do you know what that is?
I researched it and it's electric. We should play as an office.
What is it?
It's tag. So it's but tag.
Well, they tackle
the tag.
Guy.
So
but it's also like 8-on-1.
It looked like
but
the guy had
the
a
point.
Disease.
Dude, the guy who's going up to them, he's trying to tag someone and then get back to his half before getting tackled.
It's like tag with Steal the Bacon.
Yeah.
So those lines, you can go tag.
Yeah, and that's why they're doing that like dance where they were trying to make sure that they always had an angle on them. So they can't go behind them, but they can always stay like, you
so
know, parallel
he
with
tries
them.
To tag you and get back to his side.
Yeah. So that's why it's like, you don't know what's so going on and then boom, everyone's going and trying to tackle
How
him.
How do, this is gonna be a weird question if I'm understanding the game. What happens is there's a simultaneous tag tackle. Like he's going and you're tackling.
Well, I think the tag has to go first. I don't think you can initiate the contact. Like, once he
you
tags,
can't,
you
can't
you
tackle till he's heading back.
You can't tackle till the tag has been placed. Because I watched your review,
I bet
too.
You can't. I bet you get
he
penalized.
He tags you, and you have to tackle him before he gets
back.
It's still a bacon, but with tag.
It's and we should play it. We should play it.
It would I like be funny. That game.
Yeah, and like I was watching some highlights.
Why would they link the arms?
Because it's like kind of like offensive linemen, I think, when they like get up to the line and they're holding hand, like they were trying to make sure that they always have like a guy who's ready to jump on them.
Okay. And, I play goodbye, so you can play on a grass field.
And like the Indian dudes were also doing like, I was watching some highlights. They have like this motion where they're basically doing kicks that like they're swinging around and doing full kicks.
Yeah.
And then they get their motion going backwards. Like it's crazy.
Yeah. Jordy posted a clip of that game where someone got knocked kicked
in
the head.
Right.
It looked like. What is, I've asked this question unbelievably, probably 15 times in the course of Barstool. What is the dance fight? There's a type of, there's a movie about it. There's like, it's dance fight.
Oh, throwback. Remember that kid who got punted in the face when the guy was doing the
Michael Jackson
impersonator?
Yeah, it's an all-time video.
All-time video.
There's also,
that's a top 10 video.
There's also.
Put that in. That's a top 10
there's
video.
There's also a game where people circle, fight, dance. And it's like they sing a song while you're
Stomp
doing
the Yard?
It. No. Yes.
There it is.
What's it called?
What's it
Brazilian,
called?
It's like Brazilian. Yeah.
You just knew that off the top of your head?
This guy is—he's
that was wild.
He's a wild.
It's called capoeira. It's like a Brazilian dance martial art.
Yeah, it's dance fighting.
Conor McGregor actually trains in it.
What does that mean? Dance fighting.
That's what it's. There's a movie called it. It's a good movie. No, it isn't. But
it's Stomp the Yard.
No, this is like
dance battle. This is like you actually fight somebody.
There's
like
you physical, fight dance.
Yeah.
No, you don't hit them.
It's like all these
like
weird motions.
That is like Stomp the Yard. Yeah.
It looks like
stupid.
You just wonder why someone doesn't just go up and punch one of them in the nose. That seems like capoeira defense 101.
We got this dude who. This is a guy who I think you have to say has no life, but it's kind of a funny move, I guess. he dressed himself as a seat. So people think the car was being driven with no driver. So he's dressed as a seat. Awesome. They still don't know who he was, but he's caused a stir.
It's amazing. It's like, Elon Musk. There's the driverless car right
that
here.
That guy just lives to cause a stir.
Yeah.
Like, what can you possibly, what's the benefit?
He is one of those guys who has too much time on his hands.
Yeah, and it was also classic because the news, they were just taking it so seriously. Like, we're the news. Please, you have to answer us.
Brother, who are you? What are you doing? I'm with the news, dude. Dude.
And then at the end, their conclusion was it might be a prank. Like, you think? Yeah. You think?
Like, what else could be the
like, way to really get to the bottom of it, news.
Guys that drive around town.
It was funny.
As a seat.
He probably gets a, like, he probably,
I mean, you gotta
probably has a great time doing it.
The amount of like effort it takes to like plan it out and get the clothes, I guess, or whatever.
And the TV channel's playing, like, this is what he clearly, like, wants. I mean, you want everyone to be talking about the seat guy.
Right.
It's kind of like if you commit a crime, you, like, want it. This guy's not committing a crime,
no,
but he's
just having some fun. Yeah. It's a weird hobby.
Our boy, we may be the only blog. I know Jake Paul has fans, but I'm becoming like a Jake Paul kind of super fan.
I'm all in on Jake Paul.
So he made a diss track in response, I think, to when he got in trouble for that like party he threw, and the news came a day. He doesn't like Channel 3, whoever they are, I think is the problem. This diss track, this is something else.
It ain't easy, just a kid from a small town. To every news publication trying to take me down, I'm human too. They want me to lose.
My first thought when I saw him, like, he looks cool. He was wearing the Beckham like shirt with ripped tight jeans. But the diss track was serious but awful but awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe
it. No, the pendulum
that.
Swings all the way where it's like it's so bad it becomes good.
Yeah.
And it's pissing people off so it becomes even better.
He's a good
villain. He's like a super villain type. Yeah. We need it.
Shkreli's in jail.
I don't even know what he's doing here. That's how I'm so does he know, like, as a Vine guy, I think he'd know this stunk, but does he?
No, he thinks that was fire.
He thinks that was fire.
And I'm sure there's like a billion 12-year-old girls who are like, that
what's
was the
best video.
What's
his group called? What is Jake
Paulers?
Is that really
Paulers?
Yeah, which
Big
is really,
Pauler brand.
Like, you gotta have
is that really it is?
Jake Paulers, I think, I'm pretty sure.
It's kind of like Big Ballers, Jake
yeah,
Paulers.
The Jake Pauler brand.
The fact that, by the way, there's nothing better than, like, you do all these nice deeds than just jamming down people's throats. He's got, like, the cans that go.
And he was, like, in a, he like, was, like, in a grocery store, too, for some of it?
Yeah, like a 7-Eleven type of thing,
right? What the fuck
was
that?
I'm a Jake
getting
Pauler.
Getting his hair cut.
Yeah, Jake Paulers.
I'm in on
dude,
him.
Dude, I wouldn't mind a t-shirt. Like a Jake
Paulers? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I wonder when our Big Baller shit's coming, ever?
November, bro.
November.
That's when the shoes are. I don't know about the shirts.
Jake Paul is one weird cat.
Yeah.
How is one
you think
weird
he
rich?
Is?
When,
yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like legit rich?
He's like Jenna Marbles rich.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's huge. He's,
dude, they print money when you get like the, when you tap in, like, you know how everyone's like Barstool has the elusive, like, you know, 18 to 35 year old male demographic. I think that's the more elusive is like the 12 to 16-year-old girl demographic.
Is it 4 million net worth?
He is everything. When crusty sports writers are like damn millennials, they're talking about Jake Paul.
Jake Paul is the balls.
He's got you. He's got.
He does. I was like, he looks good right now when I saw that. And then he started singing. It was so bad.
So bad.
I'm like, I love this kid.
Yeah. It was so bad. It was good.
A guy pissed on a family at a Metallica concert.
Who goes to a Metallica concert with their family?
No, I was wondering. I don't know if they become mainstream. Like, they do, like, Metallica night at the Giants. I was watching the Giants game last night. It was Metallica versus
Did
Cubs.
Did you bet it?
No, I wanted the Cubs, and they won so easy that I was mad. I haven't bet in a while. It was, I think it was ESPN. It was on ESPN.
Yeah.
The thing, no, this guy's name is Daddy-O.
Yeah.
Matt.
Wait, what? Yeah, I didn't know
the
that.
The guy who pissed, his name is Daddy-O.
Daddy-O, what is it?
Like, why first name, Daddy-O?
No, I don't know if it's his last name.
Why are you pissing Daddy-O. On me, Daddy-O?
Daniel Daddy-O. you kind of are allowed to piss on people.
Yeah, Daddy-O, Daddy-O pisses yeah. on you. Why are you yeah. doing that, Daddy-O? Yeah.
And then they said his response was a shrug.
Well, you
like, I'm Daddy. What is going to be my explanation here? That's going to solve, you know, I'm Daddy-O and I pissed on you.
Yeah.
If you're at Metallica and you're pissing on like families as like 10-year-old, well, you don't know what you're doing. That's a shrug is
that's
the perfect
saying,
answer.
Like he's going to give a valid response where you're going to be like,
I don't know what day it is.
And I do.
But again, what is like a 10-year-old doing at Metallica getting pissed on in the first place?
How about the dad, though? Whose family got pissed on. That's like beta of the year.
Yeah, no, that you
being
have
like,
to, you
hey, sir, why did you piss on my 10-year-old daughter?
You have to
you gotta
that
do
guy.
Something.
Yeah, yeah, you
if
have to do something
pissing,
instantly.
You can probably push him over pretty easily.
Right.
Although Daddy O is.
I would not really be thrilled about getting in a fight with Daddy O, the pisser, but you have to at least try.
I take
you
back,
have to do something.
I take back my beta comment because I just realized that. Daddy O was behind them. You can't fight the guy behind you.
Higher ground.
Yeah, that's a bad. That's whenever you see. You know, NFL fans getting in a fight. It's the guys that are below that get the shit kicked out of them.
I just don't think, though, regardless, the appropriate response is, sir, why are you pissing on my daughter? Like, that Daddy question, Daddy like, Daddy that's up. Just too blasé of a question. It's like, what's the weather tonight? Sir, why are you pissing on my daughter? We did a reverse post-show, so I think that's, like, it.
That's a wrap.
Yeah. Going to the Mets game tonight.
For what?
Some Michigan-like... conference that they're doing for like business.
You said that
sports
with
journalism
like disgust
students.
In your voice. Like, for what?
Well, I mean,
yeah, why would you go see fucking, that team?
It's not even the Mets stinking. It's the fact that it takes so fucking long to get to that stadium and back. Mm-hmm. It's the worst.
And we're leaving like now.
Yeah, you better. You're probably late. Is Frank Froman going? Get him there.
He has a Saturday package. I doubt he's going.
Yeah, I doubt
he's not.
Do this thing out of anyway.
So what are you doing?
Impromptu like, kind of guy.
It's like a for sports journalism students at.
Are you
Michigan.
Doing a speech?
It's like a panel of some sort.
At the Mets game?
Because I think
the Mets
the owners,
suck so bad they have panels that don't coincide with it.
I think his daughter, Will Pond's daughter, may go.
Where
there.
Are you doing it? Like in a press conference in the room?
I got some spreadsheet.
This is a wild. They're having a press. A panel at a Mets game.
Well, it's at 5:30, and then it's like.
This sounds like Darren Revelle's wet dream.
Oh yeah, he might be. Like he might be like running.
Sports journalism, yeah.
He could be. He could
no,
be
he's a Northwestern guy. I think it's all Michigan people.
Yeah.
So I'm giving back to the community tonight.
Wow.
It's one of those things.
Yeah,
too.
You're giving back to that big state school that has like $1 billion fund. You're really giving.
It's
back.
One of those things too that it's like you agree to like months ago, and then it's like shit.
That's future. You always think that future Dave is going to be able to figure shit out.
Correct, just future like future Dave is never gonna come.
Yeah, we were making plans for the fall, and Hank was like, hey, Dan, like you usually sign up for shit you don't want to do. I was like, we'll probably have hoverboards by October. I'll be fine. We'll be totally fine.
Yeah, so that's good advice. Dave, that's good advice from Hank.
Future Dave, I know it was very like perceptive. Like, hey, you do this a lot, where then it comes and you're like, fuck.
Yep.
And you need Frankie to start telling you, Dave.
He didn't even know I signed up for it. It was on my own.
Oh, so future Dave went rogue.
Oh wow,
you
can't
be
making decisions like that for yourself.
There's the guy with all the info. You know so much more about this house, Caleb. Oh, what am I talking about? I'm talking about
this
you know.
Is this the rundown?
Yeah, this is a rundown.
What
Yes. Oh, here we go.
I like when Rhea talks.
Let me put my mic back on.
You finally get some info.
Okay. So when I said before that I wasn't like allowed to be involved with the Glennie Ball, you know, I said whatever. I think it was because I was told I couldn't go in and drink because they were filming it for something. So that's all I know.
It just keeps getting deeper.
The onion,
interesting.
Man. And the more you peel, the more it sticks.
The house. Why did the guy give us the house? How does he have your cell phone number?
I met him before.
What do you know? Why he gave us the house?
Why he gave us a house?
Yeah.
I think. My understanding is that him and Lewis met somehow. I don't know how they met. And then he was talking about Glennie Balls right when Glennie Balls first came on the scene and became a star. And then this guy was like, told him Lewis he had a great house. And then I think it was just like, we should have a party for Glennie Balls at your house.
No ulterior motive.
I think the guy saw it as like, yo, Barstool guys want to be at my house and party.
Yeah, but
that's
you
sick.
Know what? I'm
with the wife
like,
and family,
I,
though?
You know, a wife and kids.
No, no, he doesn't live there. This dude's like a mega, mega millionaire.
So this is like his playhouse?
Yeah.
That's possible.
It's like a family house
like
that
like
his brothers
have.
Eyes
Wide Shut thing where everyone's just going to start fucking each other with masks on. Like, what?
Well, we're not allowed to say that because the guy texted Caleb and Lewis not to talk about that type of stuff. But he did want Barstool there, just can't talk about it, right?
Talk about you said that he was he just wanted to go to and get chicks.
That was my
He's
original.
He's like a nice guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I had no idea
what
he was talking
about. No, I
don't
think he wanted to get. He probably just wanted to watch other people fuck.
I mean,
Eyes Wide Shut thing.
I mean, the thing is, we have no idea who he is.
When you get that rich, like, you don't get off by fucking anymore. You get off by watching other people fuck. I'm telling you, man. These fucking mega billionaires. I'm telling you. They just get a shitload of, like, hookers and weirdos, and they just watch them all fuck. And that's how they get off.
Rundown, it was like, let's not talk about this guy anymore. And now we've painted
I'm not saying
like,
he's that guy. I'm just saying.
To my defense, I made explicitly clear to Lewis that I was going to talk about the guy.
But
as long as
I'm not
this
saying
house
this guy,
is involved.
But I'm saying.
We don't know who this guy is.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, really rich dudes. They've fucked so many women that eventually they're like, I'm sick of that. I want to watch other people fuck.
They is that just the buy, case here?
It's like real life.
Caleb, is that the case? Is that your impression of this guy?
No.
Okay.
I feel kind of bad because like this guy's like, I think he's like bummed. I think like he had a cool thing going.
Yeah, he wanted to watch.
Yeah, now he's watching. What's
so cool about?
You know, people were cool, man.
It was gonna be like a big party. I don't know. Glennie Boss. It's like Glennie Boss.
Yeah, it's Glennie Boss.
No Glennie Boss.
How sad.
Party in the summer.
Glennie's got to be pretty bummed.
What are we doing for Glennie's party? Nah.
We should just get like one pizza.
You know, like Benny Hanna.
And like
go to
and
like a
4 day old
back
cake.
To Outback.
Yeah, just bring it out here. Yeah. That's the craziest
spoken.
Part about this thing is like Glennie. You could have made Glennie happy by being like Glennie. I'll take it Outback.
I'll give
instead,
you a
like, let's have a suck and fuck party in the Hamptons.
Well, I mean, from what
like, it's crazy.
From what I've gathered, Glennie. Also was like started just
one
inviting the world.
Yeah,
true, it wasn't like he was just happily satisfied like, oh, I'll go there.
Zac Efron,
Adam Sandler, everybody. So
Jesus Christ.
No, Adam Sandler was really invited. Nick Jonas. Who invited Nick Jonas?
It would have been great to see which one of those guys
worth,
showed up.
The net worth of Glennie Ball's invite list is like billions of dollars. You invited all of, like, the entire fucking world.
I'll fully take responsibility for Sandler and Seth Rogen.
And Zac Efron.
Zac Efron wasn't.
And Foul Ball Guys.
Zac Efron wasn't
foul
my first
Foul Ball Guys still invited.
He gets off on
He's
Foul
still
Ball
invited.
Who invited Baron Davis?
Probably me.
So you,
I mean,
you shouldn't pose it as I'll take credit
no,
for
the,
Seth
half
Rogen
of the Instagram wasn't
from
me.
When you invited
most of the
everybody.
Twitter was me. I'm saying the Instagram wasn't all me.
I can't do this again. I can't.
Yeah. Okay. Rogen and Sandler. Rogen and Sandler definitely me. Love Rogen and Sandler.